This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Craig Frankfurt. He's with the Heddick Volunteer Fire Department. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick.
Craig, our topic of conversation today is the proposed formation of the Northwestern Fire Protection District. And we will start off the program with maybe you giving us a little background of sort of how this thought process got started to form a fire protection district between the Heddick and Palmyra Fire Departments.
Yeah, well, right now the Heddick Volunteer Fire Department and Palmyra Volunteer Fire Department operate separately. We go on a lot of fire calls together, but we are our own separate entities right now. There's no public funding for each of our fire departments right now. We depend on sending out bills when we go on a fire call and those people paying the bills. I can't speak for Palmyra, but Heddick does have another fundraiser every year, the Heddick Fish Fry, and the Heddick Community Club and the fire department work together on that, so we do get some income from that. But income for both fire departments is just extremely low. Shoestring budget at best, so making it kind of difficult for us to get some of the things done that we would like to be able to provide a good service to the people in our district. So both fire departments came together, started talking about forming a fire protection district, which would get us some tax money, which would enable us to upgrade, get more training, and just be able to provide a lot better service for the people that are in our fire district.
The fire district, when you talk about Heddick and Palmyra fire departments, approximately, I know we can't go into specifics, but about what area would it take in at this point?
Yeah, it's actually a really large area land-wise. It would go from all the way far south as Hageman, up through Heddick. There's a point where it goes all the way over to the Greene County line, goes up to Palmyra, runs along Emerson Airline all the way over to Otter Lake. And then it's a meandering line back down around towards the south of Heddick, south of Reeder. So it actually covers a really large area, which is just another reason we need to make a change where we have some available funds to have reliable equipment to be able to cover that large of an area.
This fire protection district, I will get into that in a little bit. Of course, voters will have to vote on it. But the fire protection district would then become a separate entity, correct? Sort of like what happened with Carlinville and things like that back a few years ago. It would become its own district and no longer a, quote, Heddick Fire Department and a Palmyra Fire Department.
Correct. It would be its own separate fire protection district. It would be essentially exactly what Carlinville did a couple years ago. We would get a certain portion of property taxes from all the property in the Northwestern Fire Protection District.
When you bring up you would get property taxes, of course, that always gets one's attention. And maybe if you have some general overall thoughts about it, or if you could give an example of, say, if someone owned a house or property worth $100,000, could you give us any kind of idea of sort of how the tax structure would be, say it's approved?
Yeah, the tax rate for anyone in that district would be 0.4894%. So that's about $4.89 per $1,000 of assessed value. So if you got out your property tax bill and looked at your assessed value, not the fair market value, but the assessed value, and took however many thousands of dollars was your assessed value times $4.89, that would pretty well tell you how much your property taxes would go up. So for an example, if you had a $50,000 house, according to the fair market value on your property taxes, that would mean you would have about a $16,600 assessed value on your house, and your taxes would increase by about $82.
As you say, I guess you said you would send out bills if you go on a fire. That would replace that, right, if it was approved?
Yes, absolutely. There would be no bills like there is now. You're covered no matter what happens. If you have a fire and you're in the district, the fire department shows up and there's no bill.
As we alluded to earlier, this will be on the March 20th primary for voters in the proposed fire protection district to vote on. But in addition to you speaking to me today on the forum program and sort of letting people sort of know about the Fire Protection District, you have an upcoming meeting where people are welcome to come, and I think they can also get dinner. But if you could sort of talk about that meeting, why it's important to come, and maybe what will be covered at the meeting.
Yeah, we know there's going to be a lot of questions from people in the area. We expect a lot of questions. We hope there is a lot of questions. So on February 24th, we're having kind of an open house informational meeting and dinner. It'll be from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Palmyra Municipal Building. You can get a pork chop or a pork burger meal. It's only $5. We'll have plenty of information there. We'll have a lot of our firemen there to answer any questions. So if there's anything anyone wants to know, please feel free to come to that meeting, get a meal, and sit down and chat with us, and we'll get answers to anybody's questions.
Should the voters say, yes, we want this fire protection district and things like that, could you talk maybe just sort of how it will go about being set up and the time frames and things that will happen if everything is approved?
A lot of things that will change. There will be a board that kind of governs the Northwestern Fire Protection District. There will be a 3-member board to start out. They could vote to change that once the district is formed. The 3 people on the board will not be firemen. It'll be 3 separate members that kind of make sure we're staying within our budget and doing what's best for the residents of our district. So I'm not exactly sure how long it is before we start getting an income from the actual property taxes. I'm pretty sure that starts in 2019, so we're a ways out from that. But it is voted on March 20th, and we sure hope everyone supports it. It's going to be a good thing for our communities. It's something we really need. The both fire departments are, to be honest, struggling to just operate. I think we do a good job. We take care of things, but we're at a point where just putting new tires on a truck is difficult. We have trucks that are driving around on 30-year-old tires, and if you think about the amount of weight a fire truck is carrying down the road, it's not the safest thing to be driving around on 30-year-old tires. So we'll be able to upgrade a lot of things once the property tax money starts coming in, and just be able to do a lot better job of taking care of the people in our district. And another point of interest for people is when this district gets formed, it should lower homeowners insurance rates. We'll be able to get a better rating for our fire protection district, which insurance companies actually look at. Many people might not realize that, but insurance companies take into account the fire protection where you live, and each fire department is rated, and forming this district should increase our rating and should lower people's homeowners insurance dues. So,
and one final question concerning the fire protection district. Should you get the tax monies and things like that, does that also open up maybe, you have a steady stream instead of you don't know exactly how much you make? Will that help, like maybe in obtaining grants or various things that sometimes you hear that are offered to fire departments or first responders?
Yeah, there is a number of grants out there. Takes a little work to get them. I don't know that becoming a district will make it easier to get any of those grants, but we'll have the resources to go after any grants that we want. But yeah, it will open up finally a steady stream of income where we know what to expect every year, and just be able to operate much better year after year, just knowing what our income is going to be.
Again, you are having this open house informational meeting on February 24th. Say maybe somebody can't attend that particular meeting. Is there someone they could contact if they'd just like to talk to you or a member of the fire departments about this situation?
Yes, absolutely. They could contact me directly. There's also Zach Meisenheimer from Hedick and Pat Ralston from Palmyra. Any one of us three, we're going to be putting out flyers. My cell phone number will be on the flyers along with Zach and Pat's. But yeah, and you can contact any fireman from either of the departments, and if they can't answer a question, they can get you to me or Zach, or if we need to, we'll go to our attorney, anything we need to do to get you an answer. So,
Craig Frankfurt, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Yes, Rick, thank you for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.